Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, October 29th. 1 day to Friday and 2 days to Halloween. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic violence can be defined as a pattern of abusive behaviors, whether physical, sexual, or psychological, to gain, maintain, or regain control of the upper hand in a relationship. The assaulter may use a number of strategies to blame, humiliate, terrorize, hurt, injure, manipulate, or possibly even kill a current or former partner. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic violence, you're never beyond help. Learn how to get out of a dangerous situation by calling the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-7233. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, along with submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Tomorrow night, your Hardy Wildcats will play a home district matchup against the Sebring Blue Streaks. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Game time is 7:30 p.m., so come on out and support your Wildcats. For those unable to see it live, hear it live right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. The Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. And the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Magnolia ALF in Sebring is looking for a housekeeper and maid. A driver's license and 1 year of housekeeping or cleaning experience is preferred. Dunkin' Donuts in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. Duties also include ensuring that food safety standards are respected, cleaning the work area, portioning food items, and maintaining stocks. And DeSoto Memorial Hospital in Arcadia is looking for a cashier or customer service representative. The ideal candidate will have a strong customer service background and exhibit exemplary customer service skills. Healthcare experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly help us out when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, we'll look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time today. Mostly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index 89. Wind southwest at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter at 29.98 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:08 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers early this afternoon, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west after midnight, chance of rain 20%. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, and Friday night, clear, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. With Halloween coming up, we'll tell you your Saturday forecast as well. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gust up to 20 miles an hour, and Saturday night through Sunday night, clear, lows in the mid-60s, highs in the upper 80s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA is investing an additional $3.1 billion to build or improve rural electric infrastructure across half the country, highlighting a record level of funding for fiscal year 2020. According to agrimarketing.com, USDA will invest in 53 projects through the Electric Loan Program. This funding will benefit 1.4 million rural residents and businesses across 25 states that include Alabama, California, Colorado, Florida, and Georgia. Cow's Milk leads in sales of organic products from California farms. A new study from the University of California names milk, strawberries, carrots, and grapes as the state's top organic products. The report says California farmers produce more than 360 organic crops and commodities with sales of more than $3 billion. San Diego County has the most organic farmers in the state, and Kern County leads in organic farm revenue. Last week, the U.S. and U.K. began their fifth round of trade talks in hope of soon completing a deal. British Trade Minister Liz Truss says we're intensifying negotiations, so we're in a good position to move forward after the U.S. election. She says things like this take time, but we are making great headway, and we've got 30-some groups negotiating and negotiating bitterly right now. In October 2018, the Trump administration first announced its intention to negotiate a trade agreement with the U.K.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. The 93rd Annual National FFA Convention kicked off on Tuesday, this year held in a virtual format for the first time ever. The event, which normally draws around 60,000 people to Indianapolis, will be held online this year, allowing students and supporters from around the country to participate without having to travel. FFA members were greeted with remarks from Secretary of Agriculture and Georgia native Sonny Perdue.
We've become so productive. While this has brought new challenges in our abundance that need to be solved, I've got faith that we'll solve them because I have faith in you. You are that next generation of leaders in the ag industry and in America.
The general sessions of the convention are airing live on RFD-TV and the Cowboy Channel, as well as on FFA.org. Secretary Perdue says he enjoys getting to interact with the FFA members whenever possible, even in this virtual setting.
I see young people like you, eager to begin careers in agriculture and proudly wearing those blue and gold jackets.
Also present to offer welcoming remarks to convention attendees was Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Your involvement with FFA encourages you to develop your academic and technical skills, and just as importantly, your character.
Beyond the general sessions, the convention will be packed with workshops and delegate business, connection rooms, and online exhibits. The convention ends tonight, Thursday, October 29th.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The American economy came roaring back in the third quarter, growing at a record annual rate of 33.1% July through September. The weekly job numbers are out. A number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to 751,000, the lowest level since March. Plane maker Airbus says new European virus lockdowns making its life more difficult. It announced $1.16 billion in pandemic-related losses for the third quarter. Pending home sales slipped 2.2% last month, according to the National Association of Realtors. China's leaders vowing to make their country a self-reliant technology power. Communist Party leaders issuing that pronouncement after a meeting to draft a new five-year plan for the state-run economy. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The fourth time was a charm. NASCAR finally got their race in at Texas Wednesday after it had been delayed 3 days due to rainy and cold weather. Kyle Busch won for the first time this season his fourth Cup victory at Texas Motor Speedway, and it gives Busch at least one victory in every year since 2005.
Having the opportunity to continue that win streak was certainly high on our list. And, you know, when you fall out of the playoffs and you got nothing else to race for, that's all you have to race for is trophies and getting wins for the rest of this year. And And it feels really good to be able to come here to Texas and score that win.
Bush, the reigning Cup champion, who's already out of contention for this year's title, finished ahead of penalized teammate Martin Truex Jr., who missed a chance to secure a spot in the championship. There are spots for three other drivers to join Joey Logano for a run of the championship at the season finale November 8th at Phoenix. The Dallas Cowboys have released defensive tackle Dontari Poe, who has not lived up to expectations. He was also the first Cowboys player to kneel during the national anthem. This is SRN Sports. Brooklyn Nets coach Steve Nash has yet to coach an NBA game, but that didn't stop him from embracing the team's sky-high expectations during a virtual town hall with season ticket holders this week. One fan asked what his team's goals are in his first season.
We're playing for a championship. You know, I don't want to say that anything less than a championship is not a success, because you never know what happens in life. You never know the way the ball bounces, and fortune is a big part of winning an NBA championship. But we are playing for a championship.
With stars like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, the expectations are high. The league's planned start to next season is December 22nd. The Boston Marathon has been postponed once again. The Boston Athletic Association says it won't hold the races scheduled in April because of COVID-19. Organizers say it will put off the race until at least the fall of 2021. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: if we're not supposed to have midnight snacks, why is there a light in the fridge? I really don't know. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.